Welcome to the newest episode of WDKS. This is a full-fledged episode, everybody. All three of us are here. Rita's back from the Amazon. How was your butt sex?
Long, hard, and stretching, guys.
That's gross.
What did you learn?
What did you learn?
That I don't want to receive butt sex?
Good thing to learn, everyone.
Okay.
All right. Now that we know that... that's Reed, and that's my wife over there.
Hello, my name is River.
Let's hear some headlines.
All right. This week we have a fishy cocktail, an astrological emergency, anything but vanilla, clinging to life, and stuck in 2018.
Oh, no.
I'm really excited about the last one.
Stuck in 2018. Well, those are the headlines. Now, I think that I'm personally super excited for what we got going on today in the drink portion. So why don't we take a second and figure out what everybody's drinking? River, go ahead.
Okay. All right, guys. I am drinking A Little Crazy by Revolution Brewing Company. It is a pale ale, Belgian style. It is a 6.8 ABV, a 35 IBU. I gave it a 2.5 out of 5. It's good, but not my favorite. It's hoppy, smooth, sweet, light, and fruity. It's kind of toasty flavor. It's definitely good, but I would say that I would enjoy it more in the summer.
Yeah, it definitely seemed like a summer brew to me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. You're correct. It's definitely more summery.
Okay.
And it is definitely not fucking summer outside.
No, it is anything but summer here in Indiana.
You could say that you'd have to be a little crazy to drink that right now.
Oh, Reed, what are you drinking?
Spicy. I am drinking Galaxy Hero IPA from Revolution Brewing. Brewed for the Chicago Comic and Entertainment Expo, this IPA shoots a ray gun. Beep, 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 beep. Blast of Galaxy and Zythos hops into your mouth and leaves a crisp, dry finish.
Can't confirm, best IPA I've ever drank.
I will definitely say this is the best IPA I've ever drank. At a 7% and a 70 IBU, it doesn't even taste close to that.
No, tastes like it'd be a 30 or a 40 max.
I wish I could really get down to explaining exactly how this tastes. I mean, it is absolutely fucking phenomenal. It's almost like what I explained outside, candied hops.
Yeah,
almost.
It definitely has that vibe.
It's very sweet, but very hoppy, but it's so damn smooth.
It's definitely smooth.
The only thing I don't see is they say it's a dry finish, and I don't get the dry finish on it.
I don't either.
But damn it, it is good. Untappd gives it a 3.87 barrel caps. I'm going to give it a 5.
Damn.
Didn't you give the last one a 5, too?
I think it was like 4.5.
Hey, man.
But this is my first 5. I mean, this is fucking phenomenal.
I think that's the first 5 of the season for all of us. Because even the Doongrass, I gave a 4.5.
No, this is, for me, a hard, easy 5. So keep it up, Revolution, because this shit is the tits.
Kyle, what do you have over there?
Today I have Gold Standard by Taxman Brewing. I've never had this before. I'm about to have it right now. It's a blonde. It smells good.
Smells good.
Tastes good. It definitely has a good taste to it. Okay, let's get the stats out the way real quick. This is Gold Standard by Taxman Brewing Company. It is a blonde ale or a Belgian blonde or a golden ale, depending on how you want to say it. 6.2 alcohol by volume and a 20 on the international bitterness units. And I don't know, man. I think it's really good. It's an Indiana brew. Taxman is an Indiana brew company out of Bargersville. Don't know where that is, but keep it up. It's definitely a light, almost like a pils, but I definitely don't get pils from that fully. I get like a mix between a pils and a Belgian white. It's a light beer. It's tasting, not in calories, but I don't know. I like it a lot. It's pretty good. Well, now that we know what we're all drinking, let's hit the newsroom floor, everybody. What do you say?
One man learned the hard way that mixing live fish and alcohol is not a good idea. Doctors from the University Medical Center in Rotterdam recently detailed in case reports the story of a 28-year-old man in the Netherlands who, after drinking excessive amounts of beer and taking ecstasy with his friends, reportedly swallowed a live fish that became lodged in his throat. It gets worse. Just wait. The man was inspired by the show Jackass, of course. Specifically the episode where the stuntman Steve-O swallows a live goldfish.
It's so 15 years ago.
It really is. At first, the group of friends swallowed goldfish, which, quote unquote, passed smoothly.
It was a snack that smiles back.
Shortly after, the man volunteered to swallow another fish, which he would soon find out would not pass so swimmingly. A spiky bronze catfish. There is a video, which is not available to view, that reportedly shows the man taking a big gulp of beer before swallowing the fish, which was about 2 inches in length, which just makes me want to cringe. It's like, ugh.
Anything with the title spiky, anything, don't swallow that.
I think he did it backwards. Shouldn't he have taken the fish first and then a big gulp of beer?
That was his problem. That was his mistake read, yeah, right there.
There we go.
You nailed it on the head. That's the only mistake he made in this venture.
And then we reach the part that's going to make you cringe. The fish then extended its sharp barbs. The fish quickly became lodged in his throat. And how did they choose to deal with this, you ask? Not immediately go to the emergency room while he's literally coughing up blood and gagging. They decide to, quote, after several hours of unsuccessful self-applied treatment with more beer, honey, and ice cream, the patient finally presented himself to the emergency department.
It's not working, guys. The honey, beer, and ice cream ain't doing the trick.
Several hours of your drunk-ass friends around you trying to make you drink beer and ice cream and shoving shit down your throat while he's literally coughing up blood.
Well, yeah, when you shoot barbs into your throat, you tend to cough up a little blood.
Again, I reiterate, anything with spiky in the name, don't swallow that.
So what was the fish again?
It was a spiky bronze catfish.
Huh. I'm going to have to look one of those up.
Well, it's spiky, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, but like, I'm curious. So it's not like a puffer fish? Like, it actually has barbs that it can...
dorsal fin is a barb.
Right. With how that story was going, I expected them to think the solution was plunging their friend's mouth. But they found a dumber way to try and solve it with honey, ice cream, and beer.
So tell us what happened after he went to the emergency room.
After arriving at the hospital, doctors used a surgical procedure to remove the fish. The man fully recovered a couple weeks later, they said, and will probably think twice before ever swallowing a fish again.
Nah, don't bet on it.
Not when you're on beer and ecstasy.
Beer and ecstasy causes you to swallow a barbed fish based on a show that was around a long time ago.
We say that, but what was it? Not more than 3 months ago, we were all standing in a room videotaping our very own Reed go, "Hi, I'm Reed Qualls, and this is Fuck This Dresser."
Well, yeah, but that was like something that was, I mean, Jackass never crushed a dresser. Every time we end up doing something that's kind of borderline stupid, I just address it like that because Jackass was a part of our childhood.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Sure. No, you're right.
I'm not going around right, swallowing though. Barbed fucking catfish.
My question
or butt
is,
chugging like.
My question is, they started with goldfish, so did they like go buy these fish with the intention to swallow them, or did they have a fish tank?
I imagine what happened was they started with the goldfish, and then they upgraded to Cheez-Its, and then from there they went to Club Crackers, and when those went down fine.
Oh, my God.
Oh, is he done with his joke?
Yeah, I'm done with my joke. Thanks.
No, but I'm shocked that the article doesn't cover that. Like, that's some of the backstory that I need right now because...
Yeah, it doesn't say. It didn't say whether or not the fish were in a fish tank or if they specifically bought them for the purpose. It was... This incident happened in 2016, and it was recently published in medical reports. So they don't identify the man. They don't show the video. So
it's a medical report.
Right.
I mean, it's not really their bag.
So I just imagine if they didn't go to the store, just one of their friends has a random fish tank and they're just doing like roll the dice, like Russian roulette, hand plunges into the fish tank and whatever they pull out, they're swallowing. That's probably where they got them at.
Can you imagine?
Probably. It's awful.
It is
just
terrible.
Swallowing a live moving thing and just like, it's not, I know fish are just stupid fish, but it's like, honestly, it's gross and just, it's kind of sad.
That reminds me of a video that we watched on YouTube earlier today about the worst movies to come out in 2018. And there was one movie called Boyfriend Killer. And anyway, one of the things they were talking about was how she's like super crazy. And the guy was like, if she's not breaking into my house, she's killing my fish. And it just shows her outside. In like this guy's got
a
like
a koi pond
or whatever, and you just see her lunge in with both her hands and pull out a fish and strangle it and go, and strangle this fish. And I was like, whoa.
She's like a fucking karate master. She can just grab a fish with her bare ass hands.
Don't mess with guys that have a karate.
Why do people have such a problem with things that swim when they should be focusing on things that fly? Fuck birds.
Fuck birds. First fuck birds of 2019. Reed, you are the man.
We have yet to have a fucked up bird story.
Moving on.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
How to dial 911 from space. Dutch astronaut Andre Kuipers accidentally dialed 911 from the International Space Station.
What?
Which I didn't even know was possible. The astronaut was trying to dial an international number floating inside the space station when he made the mistake many people make in regular gravity. He missed a number. He says, quote, first you dial the 9 for an outside line, then 011 for an international line, he explained. I made a mistake, and the next day I received an email message. Did you call 911? The call triggered an alert 200 miles below at Mission Control in Houston. NASA security checked the room where the call was patched through. Of course, the astronaut was not there. Moral of the story, apparently, it's really easy to call Earth from space these days. Though there is apparently a time delay.
Who is his service provider? Get me on that fucking plan.
They say it's really easy to call from space these days. There's just a time delay.
It's really easy to
call.
Which
I never thought of.
Yeah, it's really easy to call from space. And that actually brings to memory, I think it was a year ago, 2 years ago, maybe 2017 or 2016. There was another astronaut on the ISS that called a random lady. Like, just a random lady in, like, Wisconsin or something,
that's
I think.
Wild.
In, like, the Midwest. And he, like, called. He was trying to get to Mission Control. Same thing. Floating in zero grav. He missed a number or two. Ended up dialing her house. And she just picks up her freaking landline. And I was like, hey, how you doing? And he's like, what's up? I'm from the ISS.
Wow.
What?
I honestly never thought about astronauts calling from space. So I thought that story was pretty cool.
So you make a phone call from space. Hello, Houston? Houston? No, this is Patrick.
Oh my gosh. All right, we're going to end on that joke because that was really great. Okay. This is a really good one. 50-year-old Connecticut woman was arrested last week after driving under the influence of vanilla extract. Police found Stephanie Warner Grease sitting with her eyes closed on January 23rd. Authorities said they found several bottles of pure vanilla extract, which contains a significant amount of alcohol, yep, inside her vehicle. They smelled vanilla on her breath, her speech was slurred, and she was unable to answer any basic questions.
Oh, I love this.
The Food and Drug Administration says pure vanilla extract must contain at least 35% alcohol. McCormick's pure vanilla extract contains 41%.
Getting wrecked.
Hell yeah. Doing shots of vanilla.
She was arrested after failing a field sobriety test and was later released after promising to appear in court. So she was slammed on that vanilla. I feel like my version of the headline was pretty good. Anything but vanilla.
I thought it was going to be shit or diarrhea, honestly, coming from you.
That's fair to expect.
I did know that vanilla extract comes with a high content of alcohol.
I had no idea.
I didn't realize or even consider the fact, like, recovering alcoholics, like, when they're looking for that alcohol fix, mm-hmm, I instantly go to, like, mouthwash.
Yeah, and well, that's why mouthwash is new mouthwashes are like alcohol free now.
But I would have never thought, like this is some out of the box thinking.
Hell yeah!
Like, I'm gonna get fucking lit on vanilla. Like, I'm vanilla lit.
And just
it's
think
a
about
vanilla
how,
kind of night.
But vanilla is nasty as hell. Oh, straight. Like, so if you bad. Taste just a drop of vanilla extract, it's nasty.
Well, because it doesn't
so
have
gross. There's no sugar, so it just tastes so bitter and disgusting. So she slammed. It doesn't say exactly how many she slammed, but enough to be so drunk that she was just sitting in her car with her eyes closed. Well,
like meditating on the vanilla life.
Well, yeah. You think about it. At 41% alcohol, and there's at least a shot.
Yeah.
In each of those
little
things.
I was thinking
things.
How fucking expensive that would have been. Way more expensive than alcohol. Vanilla extract is expensive as fuck.
She was paying double for what a shot costs at fucking a bar.
Yeah, no shit.
Unfortunately, my thinking is that she, for some reason, was barred from alcohol.
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, because some people, like, under court order or something, like, they're barred from stores, or, like, maybe she was banned from her local bars or something.
Video shows man clinging to the hood of a moving vehicle during a road rage incident on Massachusetts Turnpike. This shit is fucking crazy. I have to show you guys this video after I explain what happened. Road rage incident left a 65-year-old man clinging for dear life to the hood of a moving SUV on the Massachusetts Turnpike. Richard Kimroski found himself in a position after getting into a very minor crash. Very minor. I can't stress that enough. This huge fucking blowout happened over a minor fucking crash. With the 37-year-old Mark Fitzgerald, which sounds like a fake person. Richard told NBC that Fitzgerald was sideswiped and that he somehow ended up on the hood when they were arguing. Somehow. I don't fucking... That's literally what it says.
Hey, I'm going to argue with you. Hey, no, don't put me on that hood. What are you doing?
Richard is quoted as saying, I thought he was going to run me over. I don't think he stopped. He just kept going fast, slow, fast, slow. Like he was going to slide me off. Mark, the driver, was driving 70 miles per hour with poor Richard on the hood of his car during rush hour. During rush hour.
Hold on to your dick, Nick.
Some good Samaritans later used their vehicles to block in Mark's vehicle, ending his reign of terror. At that point, Richard was able to remove himself from the hood safely. Police arrested the driver, Mark, for assault with a dangerous weapon, among other charges, and they arrested Richard, the one who hitched the ride, for disorderly conduct.
Ban him. Ban vehicles.
What the fuck?
This video is fucking wild.
Okay.
You think just hearing it is wild? The video is unreal.
Here's what I don't understand. And there's a lot of videos out there of people that get in road rage situations and then get run over, or like the person like attacks them with the vehicle.
Yeah.
Whose first fucking instinct is to grab onto the hood? Because mine is the tuck and fucking roll, Jack.
Well, Mark's story is that Richard took his water bottle from his cup holder and smashed his windshield with it. So I'm assuming when he went to go do that, the guy was still sitting in the car and he was on the hood trying to smash his windshield with this water bottle. And he just took off with him on top.
Yeah, but unless you're driving a Ferrari, like 0 to 60 in a Hyundai is like...
Well, and he didn't stop.
3.5 minutes.
There's a video of him doing this, slowing down and speeding up with the guy on the hood. So he's just being a total fucking psycho.
Was the water bottle frozen? How do you shatter a windshield?
It could have been
I'm
like
I'm still stuck on that one, personally.
It could have been like a hard water bottle, like a reusable one that you use. You know what I mean?
Yep,
it could be like a
you're
hard
clearing up
plastic.
A lot of stuff for me.
Yeah, sorry.
This windshield that's the only thing protecting you from any debris on the road, yeah, a water bottle can take that out.
So we're going to take like a quick break, and I'm going to show them the video, and then they'll show you, they will explain their reaction. So we just watched the video. What are your guys' thoughts?
Go ahead, Reed. I'll go
after.
Holy
fucking, like... So not only was he on the hood from like a 30 mile an hour to 70 mile an hour speed limit trying to shake him off the hood, the motherfucker's on the hood dialing 911.
Yeah, dialed 911 on the hood of the vehicle. Like, he's lucky that he didn't get flung off. The crazy part is that the driver was literally willing to kill this man because, again, don't forget he was driving up to 70 miles per hour in rush hour. If he would have gotten flung off the hood, it's highly likely that the driver would have ran him over or someone else.
I am completely shocked because they interview the dude that...
Mark.
...that was driving the car, and he's, like, yelling into the camera, like, justifying his... Like, he grabbed his water bottle, or grabbed my water bottle out of the car and started smashing my windshield. So I just figured, fuck it, slam on the gas. Like, what the
fuck? Yeah,
no,
it's fucking
no
crazy.
That.
Yeah, it's you're. So I'm going to try to kill him. Like, what the fuck?
That's ridiculous.
I just can't. I'm speechless.
Like, I know. I told you. The story's crazy, but the video is crazier.
Good Lord.
The only reason this whole scenario, I think, turned out the way it did with the man who was on the hood surviving is because there were multiple Good Samaritans who blocked the vehicle in, and one of them did pull a gun on the guy to make him stop. Which, I mean, in that situation, you kind of have to. You're trying to save somebody's life.
And that's what I say, like, not to get too political on my views, and I'm not a huge gun dude, but it's like, sometimes maybe, yeah. In this instance, maybe, yeah.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, and like the video shows, this was a busy Massachusetts, right? This
yep,
was a
Massachusetts
busy
Turnpike.
Massachusetts Turnpike, and there's cars blocking him in, and they're shutting down the entire freeway to save this guy's life, and good on you.
Yeah.
Because it's so easy in that instance to just drive on by and be like, look, I'm a couple lanes over. I got to get home.
Right.
It's going to be a lot of work to get over there.
The story
It'll
is crazy, but it also makes me feel good that there were enough people that intervened to help this guy and didn't just, like you said, keep driving on home.
And this dude was punching it. I mean, he was rapping out that Acura.
Oh, yeah. Like pedal to the metal going, accelerating that fast with the guy on his hood.
Who knew it was so hard to get your dick off on a car hood?
What?
His name's Richard.
Oh.
Who knew it was so hard to get your dick off
like,
on a car
what?
Hood?
Got ya.
Gotcha.
Now I got it. For once, I didn't make the bad joke, guys. This
All
is
right,
like the
guys.
Only time in WDKS history.
Nobody bats 1,000.
From dicks to butts.
Yeah. Reed, how was your Amazon trip? Oh, wait, we already covered
Gaping.
It.
What? From dicks to butts.
Oh, so this is kind of an unconventional, I'd say, article, I guess. What did we get stuck in our rectums last year?
Hell yeah.
What?
Hell yeah.
This is a list of medical reports, verbatim, that were stuck in orifices in 2018.
Whoa. Wait. Who did this? Who did it?
Barry Pachetsky? Yeah. Him.
He's my fucking dude. Well, I need his Instagram. I need his Twitter. I need where he lives. I got to shake this dude's hand. This is real fucking news, guys.
So this list, these are all orifices. So this list is long. Feel free to interject when you want to. All right. Starting with the ear. Necklace. And some of these are quotes. Starting with the ear. Necklace. Quote, placed crayon in ear on a dare, end quote. Quote, was bored at school, put part of pen in ear. Drain plug, match, end of a comb. Always puts toilet paper in ear when showering, can't remove.
Why? Why?
What? Yeah, I read that one. Why? And I was like, what the fuck?
All toilet paper does is fall. Have you ever like been in a pool and then like had to take a shit and had to wipe your wet ass?
It's
all
awful.
All it does is fall apart. What is it going to do?
I just shit in the pool. No wipe needed.
Hashtag no wipe needed.
Oh, shit. Floam. That kid's toy floam. Tapioca ball.
What?
Oh, fuck. This is so good. I got to jam this fucker in my ear.
Toy mouse. Quote, popcorn kernels in both ears. Feeds her ears because her ears are hungry.
Are these kids? Are these
what?
Kids?
It's adults and kids.
Oh, okay.
So somebody puts popcorn kernels in each ear. Then they go out and try and get really pissed off. So maybe their head will change temperature and they can pop popcorn in their ears.
A leaf, tampon, googly eye, glow stick, quote, piece of gelatinous toy that expands with water, end quote. Pearls, plural, car keys, a bug.
What? Car keys in your ear?
Yes. Who fucking knows,
how
man?
How big are your ear holes?
You jam it in.
Jam
there.
That bitch in
I
there.
I do like the googly eye. My ears are tired. My ears are tired of hearing. They just want to see.
This one is fucking insane. Quote: put bleach on a Q-tip to clean ear. Chemical burn. End quote.
Yeah.
Quote: cleaning ear with a Q-tip. Accidentally walked into a wall. Pushed Q-tip into ear.
Dude, that's one of my biggest fears, man.
Every time I clean, one place.
Well, no, I know that, but like, no. Sometimes I do walk around, but I mean, like, no. One of my biggest fears is like, because you like to. Okay, we're married. You got a very regular female that you call your girlfriend that you enjoy time with.
You have a very regular female.
I don't know why I said it like that.
That sounds so medical.
Yeah, it's very. Sorry, Taylor.
Wait, so how would you?
We love you. We appreciate you. You're amazing, Taylor. Please stick around and don't.
So, how would you medically define a side chick?
a semi regular female that you are unaware of to the other person.
Okay, but continue.
Anyway, she likes to come in the bathroom when I'm in the bathroom. So, one of my biggest fears is that.
Fuck, damn it. Here it goes.
No.
I apologize in advance.
Yeah,
no,
sorry,
I was. This is a literal thing. Like, she likes to, like, okay.
Don't
she
say
likes,
it again.
She likes to enter the bathroom while I'm in the bathroom doing things. So my biggest fear is that I'm going to be in there cleaning my ears, and she's going to unknowingly, like, just swing the door open to be funny, and it's going to hit my arm, and it's going to shove the Q-tip in my ear.
Oh, well, it's happened. So Moving on to the nose.
Now it's happened.
We're going to move on to the nose. This list is shorter. Rubber band, a butterfly, paint, a pink vitamin specifically, cotton ball, a tree nut.
You're a tree nut.
Gum wrapper, gum in wrapper.
Every variation of gum.
We've got the spectrum, guys. Gum in wrapper, chewed gum, and then the gum wrapper.
Sex toy, pool noodle, and
Wait a sec. I think Reed and I both have the same question. What fucking sex toy can get caught in your nose?
I don't know. One of those bullets? Like the little ones?
I can't fit no bullet in my nose.
I probably could if it was lubed up.
I can barely fit my pinky in my nose.
I can't fit. Yeah.
What about a pool noodle. How does that? I feel like you would get your nose stuck in a pool noodle, not the other way around.
Jesus!
The last one is probably the best one. A piece of steak.
Oh, what? What's that? You said you'll fuck the next guy that can fit a piece of steak in his nose? Oh, challenge accepted. Okay, I'm getting laid tonight.
Piece of steak.
So you put a piece of steak in your nose and just snort really hard and try and just through your nose, direct it right down your throat.
Layups. Kobe. Kobe, oh, no. Beef. Kobe.
You guys thought that A1 was good on your steak. How about direct fucking boogers and then jam it directly down your throat?
If you eat through your nose, it doesn't have any calories.
Oh, is that how it works?
Yeah. All right. So we're moving on to the throat. Banana. Plastic toy banana.
We have every variation of gum and bananas.
Quote, had wife's earring in my mouth and accidentally swallowed it. Christmas tree branch. What the fuck?
Oh my gosh.
Oh, what's that?
River, this is fucking gold. This is fucking gold.
I'm sorry, what's that? You say you'll fuck the next guy that can fit a Christmas tree branch in his mouth? I got this. I'm getting late tonight.
I just imagine somebody being like, hey, kids, you want to open up the presents? Whoa, I'm tripping. Ah.
Oh my gosh. Okay. A toy horn.
Every time he opens his mouth.
Salt from a salt lamp. Mulch. Oh my gosh. Quote, drinking coffee out of a chip dip container that had some plastic seal in place and felt a piece break off while I was drinking still in my throat. Throat lozenges.
Wait a second now. Who drinks fucking coffee out of a chip dip container?
A poor person.
Apparently you've never been to college for 4 years.
No, I've never been to college at all.
It gets fucking, like, you gotta pinch desperate. Some pennies.
Okay, all right.
Throat lozenges still in blister pack. Oh, small transistor radio. Mood ring. Steel fucking wool. And quote, swallowed a quarter while eating peanuts.
You know what would wash down these peanuts? Fucking perfect is a gosh damn George Washington.
Moving down south to the penis.
Yeah.
First one's going to make you fucking want to vomit.
Guarantee I won't.
Pipe cleaner.
Yeah, boy.
Oh. Straw.
Okay. Okay.
Domino.
What?
How? A domino.
How?
You really like stuff up your pee hole, so you're like looking at dominoes,
I mean,
and you're
I guess
like,
I'm I guess there are some guys that yeah, distend that motherfucker.
How
yeah.
stretches your urethra?
Oh, I've seen some nasty ones, dude.
Oh my god.
How about this one? Ones. Thin electrified rod.
Hell yeah.
Kyle, hell yeah.
Getting ideas here.
Quote, piece of hard white plastic that he broke off while working with crafts.
When crafting gets sexual, guys, you know?
Oh my god. I am fucking crying over here.
Crafting gone sexual. Back of remote control.
In the pee hole.
Yeah.
In the pee hole.
Something, it's stuck in the penis somehow.
Okay, I'm sorry. Say, what's that? What's that? You say you'll fuck the next guy that can fit a remote control back in his penis? Yeah, I'm getting laid tonight. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. Metal paperclip.
Oh! That one actually does make me cringe. I'm literally holding my balls right now. It hurts.
The tip of my dick.
Fingernail clippers.
Oh!
Toilet paper. A pen cap. 6 to 7 BB pellets.
Ew! Those aren't sanitary.
6 to 7 BB pellets.
How do you think he got them out? Like, did they just massage it till they came out?
Ew, like, Kyle. Quote, put soap on electrical wire, inserted wire in penis.
Yes!
Crack vial.
Crack vial? I don't condone that at all.
Oh, fuck.
Crafting string. We're seeing a really big trend here with the crafting. There's these men that are sitting there doing crafts, and their nasty mind kicks in, and they're like, ooh, but I could shove this fucking pipe cleaner up there.
I think what it is more so is it's just like a guy sitting there like, oh, I'm going to do these crafts. Oh, I'm tripping. Oh, in my penis.
How do you push a rope into your pee hole?
Who fucking knows, man?
I can barely push a freaking rope through like a 2x4 I drilled a hole in, let alone put it in your urethra.
It takes a special man.
Quote, fork, pen, and jelly wrapper.
Three things. Jelly wrapper.
I don't know what that means. Chain. I don't know exactly chain. What kind of chain, but some
what
kind
the
of chain.
Fuck?
I would assume the chain would be stuck around the penis.
Oh my god.
Oh, I thought these were things in.
No, these, I mean, I think it's just anything stuck
no,
in it.
No, no. No, don't explain it. Just everybody.
No, I'll edit that
everybody
out.
Think about this as stuff going into the penis. It's way funnier.
Pieces of plastic hanger. Oh. Oh. 3M command strip plastic hook.
Oh.
Now it's my turn. Vagina.
Yay!
Small child's toy.
Ew.
A baton, which I don't know what that is.
A baton?
Oh. A baton.
A baton, everybody.
Ooh, a baton.
I'm not the only one that fucks up words on this podcast.
A baton, which I did have when I was a kid. We're seeing a creepy trend with children's items here. Colored pencil. Quote, inserted a crayon in vagina. Can't remember if it came out. Multiple cotton balls.
Ooh.
Cap of deodorant spray. Ooh.
What?
Another domino.
Whoa. Okay, maybe they knew each other.
Hey, you want to try this?
Do you think when she put the domino in her vagina that she set up a bunch of other dominoes and then shot it out of her vagina to knock down the first
one? To make a Rube Goldberg machine?
Do you think she like made a cocking sound like pow, and then shot the vagina out?
Pieces of pen, so that's another
pieces,
trend.
Pieces of a pen?
Pieces.
What leads up
not
to...
Not sure if the rest came out.
What leads up to not only your pen being in pieces, but then being like, well, fucking tuck it away in my wet pocket. Like,
oh, God.
It went in their hole. That's the thing. It went in their hole, and it came out in pieces, and she's very confused, and that's why she's at the doctor. She doesn't know what's going on.
Glass paperweight.
Ew.
Quote, had an egg vibrator come apart in vagina, leaving part of it and 5 batteries in vaginal canal.
How big is that egg vibrator? 5 batteries? What the fuck? Holy shit.
A makeup brush. That bitch is nasty. She's sitting there doing her makeup like, oh, look at that. Look at the end of that.
Makeup brushes are tiny. Like, how?
No, there's some that are pretty big, dude. They're like this big.
Yeah, that's just that like big. Weird. Another toy plastic banana.
Oh, hey.
A penis ring.
Prince Albert gone wrong.
Quote, slipped and fell on a wet floor at home and also had a sex toy stuck in vagina for 8 months.
What?
That's all one thing. Moving on.
Slipped and fell. So was she soaking wet, got her tile a little wet while pleasuring herself walking around the house, slipped and fell and like
jammed it
like,
in even further?
It. So deep up in there you couldn't find it, and you just decide not to go to the doctor for 8 months.
Moving on to the rectum.
Yes, this is the one I was waiting for. Even though the pee hole one was pretty funny, but
Christmas ornament ball.
All right.
Billiard ball.
All right.
Nail file. Ouch.
A what?
Nail file. Yeah. Ow.
Are you
gritty.
Sharpening your turd cutter?
Oh God. A shot glass. Crack cocaine with sex objects. SD card, because you're checking your memory. Quote, jumped on bed, toothbrush was on the bed, and went up, and went up patient's rectum. Oh my God. Quote, sat on the sofa and accidentally sat on a ballpoint pen. Pen oh. lodges in rectum. Plastic pencil case. Marker. Green crayon, specifically a green one. iPad stylus. Lube bottle with the cap on.
I don't think that's how you use that. Just gonna say.
Leg of a telescope.
Oh.
Not the fucking... Not the telescope itself.
Not the telescope. Take the telescope off of the fucking mount. Tip the mount on its side and jam the leg in my ass.
It's fucking insane. Humans are so sexually, like, fucked, honestly. Plastic cigar holder, quote, pushed drugs up rectum using a lighter, was able to retrieve the drugs bag, yet believe the lighter got stuck. Plastic pill bottle, travel-sized mouthwash bottle, small shampoo bottle, full-size shampoo bottle, full-size aerosol can,
whoa. Oh.
Golf ball, two golf balls in a bag.
Crying, laughing at this. This is this is fucking comedy gold.
That's so weird.
Quote, took a soda bottle with Fireball whiskey via his rectum, sucked bottle in rectum and squeezed. Oh, yeah. Nasty as fuck.
Squeezed what?
Kyle's got a hard ass boner Fireball. Right now. He's nasty as hell. Plastic pill bottle, 7 ounce beer bottle. Bar of soap. Ugh.
Oh.
How about this one? Candle in condom. What the fuck?
Is that a new scent for Bath and Body Works?
candle in condom. Oh, yeah.
That's gross.
Hey, you want to put this candle in your butt? No, bro. Put it in a condom first.
Quote, squirted mixture of bleach and water into rectum wanting to prevent AIDS. Kyle's like, AIDS are involved. I'm laughing.
Kill it. Kill it with fire.
Light bulb. Handle of a broom. Cell phone. Keychain with flashlight and battery. Quote, has a vibrator in rectum and tried to remove it with a screwdriver. and lacerated rectum, object in colon now.
Oh, what?
And the last one, significant amount of string.
The colon one got me, dude.
I don't know. I was playing with my cat on the floor, and he had his ball of string, and I slipped and fell, and the ball of string went right up my ass, doctor. So let me get this straight. You were playing with your cat naked?
So that's it, guys. That's all the shit that got stuck in people's orifices in 2018. How do you feel?
Oh, my gosh. That was fucking gold. Gold.
I feel dirty.
That's the best thing we've ever done on WKS.
I found it and I had to include it.
That was pretty damn good, though.
That was fucking hilarious.
Do you have anything else for us, though?
That's it.
That's it?
It is.
I think what it's time for... is the break, and I think we need the break song. Sing a river.
What's the break song?
I don't know. Break
song. It's time for the break. Let's get to the break. Yeah.
We back in this bitch.
And we're back. Welcome to the BS portion of WDKS. Who's got some BS?
Okay, I didn't throw my original shower thought out to River.
Do it.
And it might raise some interest for us to do some research. But so Ryder is 2. His toothpaste is for 0 to 3 years because it doesn't have fluoride because obviously they don't know how to spit and stuff like that. Right. So why is fluoride in toothpaste toxic, but then they put it in city water and...
It's the concentration.
So it's a higher concentration in toothpaste?
Oh, yeah. Very much so.
but like they have those big giant like gallon jugs of water with fluoride in it. Like, if you're giving that your baby, isn't that just still the same high concentration?
No.
No?
Very minimal.
She would know. I mean, I didn't know. Well, he asked me earlier and I said I didn't know because I don't. But
Actually, the government did a study where they removed fluoride from a city. I don't know. I don't remember where. I think it was in California, but don't quote me on that. A city somewhere in the United States, they removed fluoride to see if it was still a relevant thing, that we still needed fluoride in our water. And dental visits went up significantly, so the jury is not out on that. It's definitely good for your teeth in small concentration in water, and they're going to continue to add it, even though there's going to be crazy people with conspiracies saying that it has something to do with mind control, but it doesn't.
Well, I guess that shower thought was worthless.
Well, it's not worthless. We just resolved it. Let's put it that way. Now, we resolved the shower thought.
Now I know.
Now you know. So, Happy New Year, one and all. This year, resolve to take better care of your dick and balls. Last year, you did a really bad job of it. Last week, we examined what Americans got stuck in their butts. Now, it's on the opposite end of the butt, the penis. All patients' descriptions are taken from verbatim reports of the U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission's database of emergency room visits.
So I can get on here and read this stuff, like, live and in person?
Yes. Yes.
This is the type of reality shows I need on TV.
Some things that we've like, done to our penises.
Tune in next week to help. It's in my butt.
Dropped computer tablet while trying to get off the toilet. Penis laceration.
He was jerking it.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Tried to take a mold of penis and testicles with putty, which is now stuck on the skin. Sliding down a flagpole from the roof of his house, cutting his penis. Oh, my God.
My God.
Oh, my God.
So wait. If you do that, did he do it naked or did it have to rip through jeans, underwear,
I'm assuming,
and then
that,
to the dick?
I'm assuming it was like a full just like rub down from the jeans all the way to the dick.
Oh, it's a sharp flagpole.
Testicular pain and swelling after wearing a bungee cord as a belt. God. Playing baseball when accidentally struck own testicles swinging a bat.
How? How?
Wait, no. How often do you rack yourself?
With a bat?
Well, not with a bat, just in general. I feel like that happens quite a bit. I at least rack myself accidentally once a week.
Well, yeah.
Most of the time when I'm scratching my nuts vigorously before bed.
It's like, been a long time
since. Usually I wake up scratching my nuts.
It's been a long time since I've had a good boob smack that I've been like, ouch.
Oh, is that like the equivalent?
Yeah, oh yeah. Getting like hit in the boob real
so
good.
They say. So
it hurts.
Say.
It does hurt. For my ladies out there, tell me about your boob pain. Maybe don't.
Maybe don't. Just mass comments on your Instagram, which is
river.jane.weeks.
Woo! Yeah, just talking about boob smacks.
Playing baseball, slid into base when striking testicles on base. Tied off his testicle and penis with a string to keep his hard on during sex.
Yes.
How does that? What?
Yeah, that's a thing.
Yes.
Shaved penis and testicles last night. Applied dish soap to area afterward. Now with diffused rash. Spray painting got on foreskin of penis causing pain.
What? What are you spray painting? An outline of your cock?
I don't fucking know. You're spray painting naked, apparently, because you're worried about your clothes. Was taking a shower and using a rough brush to clean genitalia, cuts to penis. God, what was he using? Fucking steel wool?
I was going to say.
God.
You probably took it out of...
Fell and keys in pocket, lacerated genitals. Ouch.
Now that one I can see.
was driving while holding a cup of coffee, passed out, spilled his cup of coffee, scalded burns to penis.
What?
Ow.
There's a lot to unpack in
fucking
that one.
Fucking ow.
Read that one more time a little bit slower so my brain can maybe process it.
Was driving while holding a cup of coffee, passed out, spilled his cup of coffee, scalded burns to penis.
What? Like, la, 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 going to work. Yeah, just pass out. And the worst thing that happened to him while passed out behind the wheel of a vehicle.
That was moving,
was
I assume.
Third degree burns to his cock.
Ugh.
Good Lord. By the way, I was looking at new hats today because I'm getting into hats a lot. And I found a hat that has a rooster on it and it says cock. I'm going to buy it.
River?
No, okay. I showed her.
I actually kind of like it.
No, I was going to ignore that comment. Just have her read.
Moving on.
Story. Screw you guys. People like me. People
Laceration
like my bad
testicle
joke.
Testicle after hitting himself in the testicles with a tire iron while attempting to change a tire.
People like my jokes.
If I'm louder than you, maybe you'll shut up.
Nobody tells me to shut up.
Just
I edit.
One more grunt, I can get this fucking lug loosened up. Oh, my nuts.
Ow, 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 yeah. Penis caught in metal string mattress. Sorry, not metal string mattress. Metal spring mattress. Ouch.
What, a guy can't fuck his mattress? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought this was America.
Apparently not. Apparently not.
Riding mountain bike, hit a brick, sustaining straddle injury from seat, then falling down a hill.
That's why I don't work out.
I don't work out.
What?
Someone stepped on a rake and its handle struck him in the testicles. That's a cartoon.
That's cartoon.
Fucking, that's cartoon as hell. Spilled boiling hot peas on penis.
How many of these are like people just butt ass naked? Like the coffee thing, passing out and then like.
No, dude, you're wearing jeans. Compounds the issue. So if you were naked and you spilled something super fucking hot on your dick, it would like kind of cool off pretty quickly because like the little drips on your dick would drip off and it would be over. But when you're wearing pants or any cloth over your
it
keeps the heat in and it burns it twice as bad.
I get that.
My wife, the penis expert. That's why we're married.
Shut the fuck up. Okay.
Guys, that's my wife right there, if anybody needed to know.
This week on WDCast Divorce Court, Kyle says that River's a penis expert. And River says, shut the fuck up.
Playing video game and twisted and injured testicle.
Playing a video game?
Apparently.
Weak motherfucker.
Testicle pain after sitting and playing video games for extended time.
What? Like, I can sit down and play a video game for a long time. My testicles don't hurt, but I
look
lose feeling in literally, like, on my thumb, especially when I'm playing NASCAR games, from knuckle up on my thumb to the tip of my thumb, completely numb for at least 3 hours after.
Damn.
I don't know about that, but, I mean, sometimes when I'm playing games, like, my whole left arm, it starts to tingle and go in the, like, you know when your arm falls asleep?
Mm-hmm.
Like my whole arm will fall asleep and I got to rotate it. Hmm. Sometimes that happens to me if I sit in the wrong position. It's usually if I'm like hunched over way far because, you know, after that intense like 3 or 4 hour gaming session, you just eventually go from sitting up straight to just hunched over like quasi.
Is that what you call jacking off?
No.
Dude, the other.
I just call that jacking off.
Probably 2 or 3 weeks ago, and you can ask Taylor about this too. When I was playing my NASCAR game for probably maybe an hour and a half, 2 hours, I don't play for an extensive amount of time.
Pussy.
But my steering thumb, which is my left, the tip of my thumb was numb for 6 days.
Damn.
We need to get you
numb
a,
to the touch.
We
that's
need to,
crazy.
Wow, 6 days?
I don't even want to hear it, dude, because I broke my wrist in fifth grade.
Yeah, fifth grade.
I broke my wrist in fifth grade, and I can't feel the top of my hand up to my fingers. Ow! That was so rude. You hit my other hand.
Well, I was just testing what you were telling us.
You hit my other fucking hand.
And her beer.
So I can't feel anything from basically my wrist up to, I can't feel that, to like my fingers.
That's the wrong hand, Reed.
Why didn't want
on my right hand because I broke my wrist. So I didn't want to fucking hear about being numb.
I didn't mean to hurt you, guys.
You're fine. You didn't actually hurt me.
I'm afraid of the repercussions, guys. My sister's a psycho.
I'll fucking choke you out, you motherfucker.
Yeah, I think you're safe. Anything that's going to happen is going to happen to me. So I think you're all
right. No, I'm not going to. I keep my grudges to the right person. I'm not going to redirect. Okay. I'm not that stupid.
Debatable.
Moving on. Stop talking about my plot to murder my husband and brother. We're going
to
go ahead and
have to pee.
Move on. Oh, my God. Go. Get out of here.
Fuck out of here, Kyle.
Wow, you guys are rude.
You're the one interrupting a list saying, I have to pee.
Keep going.
Patient states top of 2-liter Coke bottle placed around penis while sleeping. Patient had been drinking, unable to remove.
Bottle, right?
Top of 2-liter Coke bottle placed around penis while sleeping. Patient had been drinking, unable to remove.
So somebody played a prank on him.
No.
That's my guess.
No.
His
friends were concerned friends, and they didn't want him to pee the bed.
So they capped his dick.
They capped his dick.
Is that a thing?
It scared me a little bit because I didn't catch the 2-liter part, and feeling my opening on my beer, that would hurt.
Oh, yeah, like a can?
Yeah. But no, I'm guessing that it was a, hey, I'm hammered, guys, and I'm pretty sure I'm pissing the bed tonight. So let's jam the tip
let's
of my
cap
dick
the
into
dick.
A 2-liter.
Was at a house riding a scooter naked when he fell forward, getting scrotum caught on the scooter. Ooh, holy shit. Ouch. Slipped in rain outside, ran into wall with injury to gland of penis, had erection prior to trauma. What the fuck?
Gosh damn it, I love when the sky gets wet. When Mother Nature gets wet, I just want to get a boner and fall and cause pain to my dick.
Was at fraternity party drinking alcohol, sat on a glass which broke, cutting scrotum.
So is this the mason jar guy?
No, we're not going to go there.
Fuck you.
Rash to his penis and irritation when patient puts his underwear on.
Who took my description of my ER visit 3 years ago?
How aggressive do you have to put on underwear?
Or how aggressive do you have to be walking around like really like rubbing your legs together and rubbing your dick around?
There are factors at work there, I bet.
Are
I
you
promise
from
you.
Experience?
Is this a quality check guy at Hanes that's like rubbing his nutsack and cock against underwear see how long they last?
He goes to the doctor and then he makes a report back on Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson.
What?
Michael Jordan just looks at him and goes, stop. Get some help.
Scrotal pain since was hit with a water balloon yesterday at the park. Standing on radiator and slipped off, caught penis on valve. Oh, my God.
What?
Yes. Oh, wow, 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 wow. Ouch. In bed, then rolled on toothpick, laceration penis.
Who has toothpicks in there? How much of a fat fucking piece of shit are you that you have either dinner in bed or you're such a fat piece of shit after dinner.
You're picking
that you can't
food
hang
out of
out
your
mouth. Living room for 5 fucking minutes to pick the food out of your teeth. No, take the toothpick to fucking bed with you.
Or just brush your fucking teeth before bed. What the fuck?
6 sons of bitches.
Playing on sofa with cousin and cousin bit patient scrotum.
Happens to the best of us.
Locked self out of the house, so he climbed through a small window, caught his testicles. Oh! Oh!
Okay. I don't know if this is gonna end this, but every man or anybody that says they have a penis and scrotum Can you guys take better care of them? Because I've never, besides the slightly racking myself here and there and pissing usually a girlfriend off and getting kicked in my nuts, never, ever. And I went to 3 years of automotive school, which something should have happened then. Never, ever have I had any of those experiences even close to my dick and balls. Take better fucking care of your fucking cock and your boys.
Why did you lock eyes with me the entire time you said that? My dick and balls
are
fine.
Because River doesn't have... River's got a fucking...
Yeah, but mine are fine. I take good care of them.
I've got a vagina.
I'm just saying it made me feel better when I was addressing the listeners
I get
to
it,
look
I
at
get
a guy.
It.
Take better care of your shit.
Take better care of your dick.
I mean,
on that note, hallucinating there are snakes in your scrotum, so he rubber banded his testicles so they won't escape. Colon, meth abuse.
Ah, it all makes sense at that colon. After that colon, it makes sense.
Was breakdancing on floor when belt buckle cut his penis.
Oh, that guy's gosh. Got a big ass dick.
What is happening?
Riding skateboard earlier today to show nephew technique, landed on skateboard when it went vertical, pain yep. in testicles.
Yep.
As soon as you said skateboard, Reed just like was like, yep.
I've seen it happen.
He did
to
the
Reed.
Gym face from The Office and was just like, yep.
Yeah, I think anybody that's rode a skateboard knows that the kick flip, that learning process is one of the most dangerous to the nutsack until you start getting on rails and everything.
Okay, Mr. Show Off. Dude,
I mean, well, we can't all be active, Kyle. I mean, you've got
look, all right.
You've got strong thumbs that don't go numb, and I've got strong legs and arms that can do projects and skateboard and snowboard.
Damn. Hey, I do projects. Okay, look, I reorganized this desk today. Notice that the cables are not all in your fucking way. All right, this desk gets better every week you come over. And the editing gets better every, and that's not because there's a two-stage editing now where my wife tells me when I fucked
up
and missed shit.
It's totally not me at all.
It's just, it's all me, okay? I do stuff. I have skills. I do things. We can move on. It's fine.
We all have our place in life.
True. Was working on his car when the hood of the car slammed down on his penis and ripped his piercing out.
There's a lot going on in that one.
Ouch. Was shooting firecracker and it came back hitting left shaft of penis.
Now, oh, hang on. I've got some bullshit.
You got a story?
On that one right there. So me and my longtime buddy grew up next to him at the lake, Michael K.
Yeah.
We were making kitty chasers, which I don't know if anybody listening knows what kitty chasers are, or if you guys do, or if you call it something different. That's when you take a bottle rocket and take the stick off of it, which fucks up its weight. Yeah. So they just kind of fly wherever.
Right.
So me and Michael K were on the sitting on the back of our pickup truck and making kitty chasers, lighting them and throwing them seeing where they went.
Right.
Well, one of them came straight at the truck, hit my leg, burned a probably inch like little track in my leg hair, went up my ball shorts,
oh,
and exploded maybe 2-3 inches away from my nutsack.
Oh my
gosh. And I had that
gosh.
Burn in my leg hair and on my thigh hair for probably 3 months until it grew back.
That is
scared
crazy.
The fuck out of me. And blew a big ass hole in my basketball shorts.
Groin pain after leg went through floor of trailer house.
Chee!
Was walking with a golf club. Club got stuck on sidewalk, hitting patient in testicles.
Mm.
Was kicked in scrotum while training in boxing. Oh, wow, wow, wow. Bitten on penis by black fire ant.
Oh,
I can only fucking
gosh.
Imagine.
Have you ever been bit by a fire ant?
Yes. It hurts. Kyle almost just fell backwards in his chair.
All right, I need to pull it together.
That
was
awesome.
Insane.
So have you been bit by a fire
ant? I've bitten by a fire ant. Yes, it hurts so bad.
Painful and itchy.
It is like fire. It really does feel like fucking fire.
I cannot imagine whether it's like a lip of a vagina for you or like sensitive skin.
Ooh, just like under your arm.
It would hurt so fucking bad.
Oh yeah. Hit in groin with paintball shot from 15 feet away, contusion to the penis.
Okay, when it comes to paintball, that's point blank.
Yeah.
Because that would fucking hurt.
Ugh. Sitting on a couch when friend's dog, parentheses, small terrier mix, came up and bit his penis.
At least he wasn't licking the peanut butter too hard.
Ugh. Playing tug of war with dog and the ball rope hit right on the testicle.
That'll happen.
Testicle pain one time a week, worse after he goes skateboarding or when his dog stepped on his testicles.
You got fucking testicular cancer, bro. Get that shit checked. Rub a nut or two. Make sure you don't have a lump.
We're getting near the end. While performing at a club, someone reached up and pulled on one of his penis rings, tearing the skin. Oh,
where was my invite to that party?
Damn.
Like, hey, guys, just so you know, there may be some penis ring tugging going on tonight.
Wow, fuck. Had been chopping hot peppers, went to the restroom and touched his penis, used bleach to try to clean the penis.
Dude, that's a double whammy.
It's horrible when you're just cutting jalapenos and you accidentally touch your face. I would not even imagine.
It burns my fingers and my hands.
Yeah.
If you cut enough of them, you get some of the, especially you get some of the seeds on you that have the spice, it'll fuck you up.
Ow, ow, ow. Smashed penis in between two wheelbarrows. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. And the last one, fell off toilet, fell into mousetrap, trap closed on penis.
No.
How does that even happen?
How do you slip off a toilet seat?
Oh, my gosh.
How wet is your dick?
Dude, fucking.
What?
That you slip off the toilet seat.
I was just picturing the toilet being mounted on the wall.
That's so strange.
You gotta, like, tight grip it.
I don't know.
You really need to brace yourself.
I don't know what's going on.
All right. Well, I think we can go ahead and call the BS section a wrap up.
Yeah, because Kyle is
off the rails.
You know what? Here's what we're going to do. Let me explain what is wrong with Kyle, and then we'll move forward from there. Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm all for it.
Kyle is deep into, which he's kind of a puss, but his 6.2% beer... He's only had 1.5 of, and he's pretty lit.
Plus the 3 7.2 green or dune grass that I've had today.
Green grass.
Okay, well it's no excuse. He is.
Hush up.
He is slightly buzzed. If you can't tell already, or couldn't tell 30 minutes ago, so I think what we should do at this point is move to the social medias. So River, let's get into it. Why don't you give us your social medias?
Absolutely. I am on Instagram at river.j.weeks. You can follow me on Untapped at MaintainJane. And you can follow the podcast at WDKSPod. That's WDKSPod on Instagram and Facebook now. So if you'd like to get some updates on what's going on behind the scenes, see some funny pictures, get some funny clips, a teaser for the next episode. Follow us at WDCastPod on Facebook and Instagram. Reed, what are your social medias?
Beautifully said. I still love your Untapped at MaintainJane. I think that's phenomenal.
It's also her Reddit.
Today, I will go last against my better judgment. Kyle, what are your social medias? Thank God they're easy.
My social medias are easy. My social media, wherever you want to find me, is f.u.read.
Damn.
And if you want to find me for real anywhere, you can find me at Kyle J. Weeks, KyleJWeeks. I've drank a lot of beer, not just 1.5. f.u.read. What's your socials?
I was going to try and unplug his mic. so if you want to, his mic is unplugged now. Thank the Lord.
Oh, God.
Moving forward, you can find me on Instagram at officialpodmanreed. That is Reed with two E's and a D, R E squared D, at officialpodmanreed. Still, again, I do not have a untapped.
Of course you don't.
I will have that hopefully by season 5. Other than that, I think we're all wrapped up. River, we really appreciate your news stories. They were absolutely phenomenal. We also love you covering jamming stuff in our dicks or getting our dicks stuck in other things. I now have a whole nother fear, and I'm going to have a lot of nightmares tonight. Kyle, hope you enjoyed your beer. It definitely looks like you did. But with that, I think our episode's wrapped up. We appreciate everybody listening. We'll see you next week.
Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next week, guys. Bye.
Bye, my microphone's on.